The Role of Magnetic Fields in Triggered Star Formation of RCW-120, by Zhui Chen et al. We report on the near-IR polarimetric observations of RCW-120 with the 1.4 meters IRSF telescope. The starlight polarization of the background stars reveal for the first time the magnetic field of RCW-120. The global magnetic field of RCW-120 is along the direction of 20 carat, parallel to the galactic plane. The field strength on the plane of the sky is 100 plus or minus 26. The magnetic field around the eastern shell shows evidence of compression by the He region. The external pressure, turbulent pressure plus magnetic pressure, and the gas density of the ambient cloud are minimum along the direction where RCW-120 breaks out, which explains the observed elongation of RCW-120. The dynamical age of RCW-120, depending on the magnetic field strength, is approximately 1.6 mega-years for field strength of 100, older than the hydrodynamic estimates. In direction perpendicular to the magnetic field, the density contrast of the western shell is greatly reduced by the strong magnetic field. The strong magnetic field in general reduces the efficiency of triggered star formation in comparison with the hydrodynamic estimates. Triggered star formation via the collect and collapse mechanism could occur in the direction along the magnetic field. Core formation efficiency, CFE, is found to be higher in the southern and eastern shells of RCW-120 than in the infrared dark cloud receiving little influence from the He region, suggesting increase in the CFE related to triggering from ionization feedback. This was the role of magnetic fields in triggered star formation of RCW-120, by Zhui Chen et al.